Well, it's my privilege to introduce to you my friend Lori Delk. Lori has owned BMD Enterprises, a web graphic design, branding, and marketing company for over 27 years. She's not only a best-selling author of her own two books, Keep Those Clients, and We All Have Choices, but has also been featured in two other best-selling books, The Power of Human Connection and Momentum Makers. Lori is also a trainer and a speaker and a certified life, business, and ministry coach, as well as a network marketer. She's been in the network marketing industry for over 30 years and specifically has been an executive with Send Out Cards since 2004. And there's so much more I could tell you about Lori, but I'm going to let her share some of those other amazing things that she founded and is a part of in just a minute. So welcome, Lori.
Hi there. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome. And Lori comes to us from the Nashville, Tennessee area, correct? Nashville or outside of Nashville?
Right.
A place I have yet to go to, but it's on my bucket list. And now even more so because you live there. Well, I wanted to invite Lori on to today's show because of a book that she wrote that I believe will be very intriguing for you as you're listening today. But I believe because of the nature of the topic that it would really be relevant as to anyone, really. But just in particular, some of the reminders of the value of what she's written in her book. And her book is called We All Have Choices. You can smile even through your tears, through all the steps of life. And Lori, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you just off the bat in terms of, because I know you've written a previous book on a business book and you've been in business for many years and been very successful as an entrepreneur. And your first book was called Keep Those Clients, all about relationship marketing. But this is a different kind of a book. So I'm wondering, who is this book geared towards? Who were you thinking of when you wrote this book?
Yeah, so at the beginning, I was thinking at first, God was convicting me to write the book and to be towards widows, since I fell into those footsteps. And I kind of thought that's where I was going to be writing the book towards. And then through writing the book, God just convicted me of several other things of that really it's to anybody in life, that because anything that you do, you make choices, you have choices in what you do or what you say or how you act. And so, and everything that you do has a consequence. It might be a good consequence and it might be a bad consequence. But nevertheless, whatever choice you make is going to have some sort of consequence.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so tell me, what was going on? Tell the listeners, what was going on in your life at the time that you began writing this book? And what were all the circumstances that you had just walked through or that you were living in?
Yeah, so I had just lost my husband. I had just lost him, as well as my mom, who was also like my best friend, and 9 other pretty significant losses in my life, really close to me. And my husband was a car wreck, and then my mom was cancer. And so there was just a lot of different things. And then I was going through some health challenges for women later on in life, and leading every day and then trying to navigate that health path, and medical doctors putting me on the pill for the first time in my life and me gaining 50 pounds through that and trying to get my health back in order at the same. So it was just a whole lot of things like kind of smack thrown at me all at once. Mm. And the same thing, I had choices of how I chose to deal with those things and how I chose to act or react.
Yeah. So you were a single mom, four kids, right?
Right.
Four kids, just lost your husband, and wow, and nine other losses or losses. I mean, that one of those things alone is enough to debilitate people and to really keep people stuck. But you had a lot of change, a lot of loss in a short period of time. And yet you were able to pick yourself up in some essence and come to this place and say, you know what, I have a choice to make. I mean, that's a huge step and a huge awakening in the midst of that. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And I knew, you know, at first, especially with my husband, you know, it was a car wreck. So it wasn't planned. It was 5 days after his 41st birthday. He was in great health, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know,
the
you
shock.
Know, a loss is bad anytime, but
exactly.
yeah, but especially unplanned and, you know, and so it, even though I, you know, teach and speak on positivity and motivation and God, trusting God and all those things all the time, it was still kind of a pretty major hit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, but I also, in that process, you know, I knew I could have emotions, right? God gave us
yeah.
emotions, so I could cry and even get mad, get angry, whatever. But I also knew that not only all the thousands of followers that I have influence over, but my own children in my own home,
mm-hmm.
I have influence over, and they're going to go through things in life. And, you know, hopefully not that exact thing, but they're still going to go through tragedies in their lives. And
mm-hmm.
I had to be that example of how to walk through that, you know, and as a Christian
yeah.
and, you know, and be that example, not only for them and the people that follow me, but also just for myself. I knew that I needed to, you know, pull up the bootstraps and move forward. And, you know, I'm still
mm-hmm.
breathing for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Those are, yeah, that's so good. And you and I, you know, I can relate to one level because I'm losing my first husband and being a single mom. But I know that, like you said, any loss is difficult and it can be overwhelming. And so the amazing thing that I find is that you are just one of those people that exude positivity, exude joy. And are those, would you say that, you know, and we all have our days, but would you say that this is who you are today has come out of what that journey has been in terms of making those choices?
Yes, definitely. I mean, thankfully, I grew up in a very positive environment. My mother was very positivity minded, but still, you know, the same thing. When you go
mm-hmm.
through some major tragedies, you know, things can change and all that positivity sometimes flies out the window. And I'll admit it kind of did
yeah.
for me for a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's part of a human nature, and it's okay to have those. We all have those days. We have those moments, and we need to acknowledge that. Even like you said, in terms of the grief or the tears, those are all important. But then it's not getting stuck in that place and really being able
right.
to make that choice. And I love it that you talked about how the choices you make, obviously, you were on display for your children and for the people in your life who were watching you walk through this and for them to help them navigate through their own loss.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't believe that anything happens just for coincidence. You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe that everything is a reason and purpose, and, you know, not that, you know, if we could pick our lot in life,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have picked the widow straw.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's still the shoes that were given to me. And, you know, and still, like, a lot of times what I say is, you know, you have to find something to be thankful
yeah.
and grateful for, And it's in that moment, all you can find is that pretty blue vase on the wall and that it's pretty and its shape is really beautiful, then focus on that, you know, and just help to lift your own spirits. You know, they, you know, in the Bible, it says Paul lifted up himself, right?
Yeah.
And it says that with David too. He lifted up himself, right? We have to do that. We have to pull up our own bootstraps and lift ourselves up, because sometimes there's nobody else around us that either can or will, you know? And so, you know, we're responsible for our own happiness and our own joy. And, you know, and that's it. We can still have those moments. They're natural. God gave us those feelings, but we just can't stay there.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, some one translation says to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, that we can do that. We can strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And what are some of the choices? So for those listeners today who may be in situations that, whether it be loss of a job or loss of a career, loss of a family member, or just really changes that have kind of taken them off guard. I'd love it if you, because I, one of the things that I really admire about you is not only have you made choices your own life to move forward or just to process and heal, but also you've made choices to actually give back and really started organizations. Not only have you continued and become a successful businesswoman in your own right, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you started along the way that are still functioning today, that you're still leading, that you founded.
Yeah, so so I did start a group called Wonderful Widowed Women after I lost my husband. And so that was, you know, I was looking for the support that I needed at that time, and I wasn't finding it. So I created what I wanted.
Wow, that's so cool.
And so, so yeah, I still run that today. I also co-founded a company called Gratitude Girls, and the same thing, on the same principle of that, you know, you have to be grateful in life, because I mean, I remember my grandmother when I was five, she taught me to write thank you cards. And she said, if somebody does something for you or gives something to you, you need to be grateful and thankful and thank them properly. And she said, because they don't have to do that. And they might not ever do it again if you don't thank them properly.
Mm.
And so, you know, I was luckily taught at a young age to be thankful and grateful for what I was given and reminded if I wasn't.
Sorry, I was just going to say, that's so cool, considering the business that you're that you have right now, in terms of your
right, yeah,
card.
Right, yeah, it flows into that. When I found send out cards 16 years ago, I was like, I was already sending out cards to everybody in business. I would always thank clients, you know, thank you for calling me, thank you for talking to me, thank you for your business, you know, anything like that. And then also just personally, I would always send out birthday cards and Christmas cards and happy anniversary, you know, so, and just, I've just always loved that anyway. And so, yeah, that was a perfect company to align myself with.
And then you've also started some networking groups.
Yes. Yeah, I started the National Networking Business Luncheons about 15 years ago, and that's where I would just get people together every single week, and I do them like here in Middle Tennessee, almost twice a week, every single week, and now due to COVID-19, we are also doing an online version, as well as we're allowed to get back into the in-person ones. Our first in-person one was last week. And so, yeah, getting business people together to connect and get to know each other and give referrals and, you know, because people do business with those they know, like, and trust.
but also yeah. remember, right?
Yeah, that's so good. Well, you know, as our listeners can tell, you are a very focused woman to be able to do what you do. But at the same time, I love the name of your book because it really illustrates what you've lived. You've lived it out. We all have choices in how we respond to what happens to us and how we show up. And you've modeled that. And so if there's anything that you would want your readers to take away or the listeners today, what would that be in terms of this whole subject matter or in anything we've talked about today?
Yeah, the biggest thing I would just say is just remember that no matter what you are going to say when you open your mouth or what you're going to do when you act, that you have a choice. And you have a choice that is going to have a consequence. And so before you say or do anything, just think about it. Take a couple seconds to think what the consequence will be and see if you don't need to make your choice either better or different.
That's great. That's a great piece of advice because often we just make choices, think afterwards of what we've done.
Right.
And get into lots of trouble. And it's okay as long as we learn from them, but to really discipline ourselves to think before. Well, this has been wonderful to connect with you, and we'll definitely have you on again because there's a lot more that we can discuss. But where can listeners find you if they wanted to know more about you or connect with your services? And I know your book is on Amazon.
Yeah, both my books are on Amazon. You can get the digital or the print version, or you can also get them on my website at lauriedelk.me, lauriedelk.me, M-E. And then all social media channels, it's just Lori Delk. And yeah, so can follow me there or shoot me a message. Can find my contact information on those pages as well.
And they can find out more about the Gratitude Girls show on the website as well?
Yep.
Awesome. Good. Well, thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate you taking the time. Always a pleasure to connect with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.